What if I did an episode, but during the daylight? That'd be crazy. But that's what I'm doing right now.
Your Daily Lex.
So this morning, although it messed with my schedule and made me shorten my workout, whatever else, I went to my neurologist's new office where I met the nurse who gave me a replacement shot for the one I have to throw away. But all of that was funny to me because, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, then you haven't listened to yesterday's episode. And sometimes there's a chronology here, folks. You got to go in order. But when I had left my message, I did what I always do when I leave a voicemail. I gave all the information, including the fact I don't need to take my next shot for 3.5 weeks, but this happened. So I want to know if I can keep it or if I have to get a replacement. And I had left all my information at the beginning as they requested. So specifically my name, my birth date, and my phone number. And then when I was all finished with the message, I said, I'll repeat my contact info again. So if you already have that, feel free to hang up. I have said some version of that on 80% of the voicemails I leave for businesses in my life. So I left all my contact info again. Then when she called, she was clearly very concerned that I needed the shot right away. So she called yesterday and she's like, you can come get the shot tomorrow. I open at 8:30 and we're open from 8:30, whatever. And I was on a Zoom when the doctor's office called, but I saw the doctor's office was calling and I needed the answer on whether I could keep the shot or had to get a replacement. So I muted my Zoom and I took the call, but I'm doing everything I can to get off the phone as fast as possible. She's like, well, you can come between 8:30 and 4:30, except, or maybe it was 5:30, but I'm closed from 11:30 to noon while I'm getting lunch, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, great. I'll be there tomorrow. No problem. And I'm just trying to get off the phone so I can get back to the Zoom, which I do. And then this morning, I'm like, I didn't need to go today. It's very inconvenient to go today. I don't need the shot right now, but it's fine. I put it on my calendar. I can do it. I will do it. So I go to get the shot. I get into the office. And actually, first I got into the building. And it's a different building because my doctor's neurology practice broke up. I don't know what the story was, but it seems like it must be some great drama. But while I was there, I snapped a photo of the elevator because the elevator had 3 buttons. All I knew was that my doctor's new suite number was 302, let's say. So I'm assuming I go to the 3rd floor and I get in the elevator and I see the buttons are G1 and 2. And then there's post-it notes taped next to those buttons that say lobby with an arrow pointing to G, 2nd floor pointing to the 1, and 3rd floor pointing to the 2, which I found delightful. So I go to floor 2, which is the 3rd floor, according to design, and find my doctor's office, get that nurse. And she's like, okay, hang on. And then she comes back and she's like, well, this box has 2 shots in it. But since the doctor said to just give you a free 1, I'm only going to give you 1. And I was like, no problem. I mean, every time I see him, he gives me a box with 2 shots, but it doesn't matter. I don't need them. They're free anyway right now with insurance. So I didn't care. I just wanted the shot. And she hands me, she goes, go to the car right now and take it. And I wasn't going to say, well, no, I'm not going to do that, lady. I don't need to take it for 3.5 weeks. Like I said in the voicemail yesterday, I just said, you got it. And then I left. One other story from that same doctor's office visit. As I go there and I'm just following my GPS because I had no idea where it was. It was about 20 something minutes away. I'm there and there's a bunch of spots right out in front. And I actually backed into one just because of the way the parking lot was shaped. It was easier. And I get out and there's a, I don't know, older than me. I was going to say there's an older gentleman. He was older than I am, but not like geezerly or anything. But this guy is there and he's with a bike and he looks at my car and he gestures with his chin. He's like, that an electric? I said, yes, yes, it is. He goes, this is human powered. I said, I'm sorry. And he points to his bike and he said, this is human powered. And I said, yes, yes, it is. And then I just kept on walking to the office. I have no idea why we had that conversation or what his point was. It was not where I expected the conversation to go, frankly. Sometimes people have questions about electric cars or about Rivians specifically, all of which I'd have been happy to answer. But instead it was, I guess, his intention to brag that his car was even more efficient than mine because it's human powered. And his car, of course, was a bike. So his vehicle, his conveyance. But yeah, what are you going to do? Oh, well. Anyway, that's my story. I did this episode during the daytime. I'm very proud of me, as I assume you are too. And since I know you're wondering for your daily Lex code, my paywall is coming along nicely. And thanks as always to Ben, who is very patient. Goodbye. You're the best. See ya.
Lex.